Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, Missourians are expected to vote again this year on whether to keep the Clean Missouri redistricting system or replace it.
So I believe the people have spoken, and I'm not interested in, you know, going against what the people have decided. They voted for Clean Missouri.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the debate over state legislative redistricting. First, the headlines. Missouri is moving forward with testing roughly 7,000 rape kits. They have been sitting on evidence shelves in police departments and hospitals. St. Louis Public Radio's Jacqueline Driscoll spoke with Attorney General Eric Schmidt about removing that backlog.
The first batch of roughly 100 kits sent for testing came from the Springfield area, but St. Louis and Kansas City will likely be next since these areas have the most untested kits. Schmidt says it takes about 90 days to test one rape kit. He says it'll take about half a year to work through the 1,200 kits they have funding to test right now. If any results in a DNA hit, Schmidt's office isn't wasting any time.
When we get results back, we would then work with local prosecutors to move forward with prosecution as soon as we got something back.
In the State House, lawmakers are looking to pass legislation to create an electronic tracking system. This would allow victims and law enforcement to keep track of rape kits in an effort to minimize any future backlog. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Illinois Department of Transportation begins work on Interstate 255 Saturday. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports the department is suggesting alternate routes ahead of the first of two highway closures.
IDOT will close all lanes of I-255 between I-55 and I-64. Once that section is complete, the department will then close the interstate from I-64 to Illinois Route 15. Laura Rensing is IDOT's District 8 Project Implementation Engineer and says I-255 sees more than 50,000 vehicles every day.
It's important that we try to spread out traffic as much as possible. We've got a lot of routes that we can take. If everybody takes 157, we're all going to be in trouble.
Rensing says the department will monitor which alternate routes are over or underused and encourage adjustments accordingly. Reporting from Collinsville, I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
We have a list of those alternate routes on our website, stlpublicradio.org. A Missouri senator wants to make the state's impeachment process more like the proceedings being carried out by the federal government. If a Missouri governor is impeached by members of the House, seven judges decide if the chief executive should be removed from office. In Washington, D.C., 100 senators are mulling over whether President Donald Trump stays or goes. State Senator Ed Emery would rather have senators make the decision here in Missouri. The Lamar Republican says they are more accountable than judges.
And so again, there's a whole lot more discussion, a whole lot more openness to what's going to happen when you have that larger group.
Emery has sponsored a ballot item to change Missouri's impeachment process for more than a decade. He's hoping it gets traction before he departs from the General Assembly due to term limits. The impeachment proceedings continue today in Washington. NPR's special coverage resumes at noon on the main signal of St. Louis Public Radio. Regular programming can be streamed at stlpublicradio.org. Missouri voters are expected to have a say again this year on how state, House, and Senate districts are drawn. Missourians will choose between keeping a process they voted for in 2018, where a demographer holds much of the power to draw maps, or a modified version of the old system. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum.
When Missourians approved the so-called Clean Missouri Amendment in 2018, they weren't just ratifying limits on lobbyist gifts or an expansion of the Sunshine Law. They were making huge changes to state legislative redistricting, shifting power to draw House and Senate districts from bipartisan commissions or appellate judges to a demographer who must draw maps with an emphasis on partisan fairness and competitiveness. It's a system that Republicans that control the General Assembly loudly oppose. They contend Clean Missouri isn't about making maps fair, but creating a better playing field for Democrats in a state that's trending toward the GOP. That's a big reason why legislative leaders like Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden wants to give Missourians another crack at the issue. He says his 24-member Republican caucus is united.
I've got 24 people who, are willing to stay all night. I've got 24 people who are willing to answer quorum calls. And so that really opens us up to be able to work to do what we need to do.
If voters approve Senator Dan Hageman's measure working its way through the Missouri General Assembly, then those previously mentioned bipartisan commissions and appellate judges would hold much of the power to draw House and Senate maps instead of the demographer. It also prioritizes compactness when drawing districts, as opposed to language aimed at stoking partisan fairness and competitiveness. State Senator Carla May voted against Hageman's ballot proposal in committee. The St. Louis Democrat has concerns about how Clean Missouri would affect districts with sizable black populations, but May doesn't believe it's worth it to second-guess what Missourians voted for in 2018.
So I believe the people have spoken, and I'm not interested in, going against what the people have decided. They voted for Clean Missouri.
Redistricting is a complex beast that can be difficult for voters to understand. A simple way of looking at this situation is that Missouri Democrats are largely concentrated in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Columbia. So making compactness a high priority will naturally put that party at a disadvantage in the redistricting process. A big unanswered question, though, is what fair and competitive districts will look like if voters reject attempts to do away with the Clean Missouri system. Sean Sonker-Nicholson, the campaign director of Clean Missouri, says it's too early to say since, among other things, the census hasn't happened yet. He expects more districts to be competitive under the new system.
What we want is a world where how good the candidates are and how hard they're working and are they connecting with voters, that actually is a thing that matters.
From talking with both Republicans and Democrats who previously worked on the redistricting process, most agreed that a more competitive map would include narrower districts that piece together Democratic and Republican territory. Lowell Pearson served on the 2012 commission that created the Senate maps and was part of a legal team that unsuccessfully sued over Clean Missouri in 2018. He predicts the end result of Clean Missouri is the creation of skinny districts that go from heavily Democratic cities to more Republican suburbs.
I worry that if we have these ribbon districts, we're going to have people in the Missouri House particularly, but the Senate as well, who have no knowledge of most of their constituents' lives, who don't know how to help them through the executive branch, and who don't really understand how their constituents would have them vote on bills.
Trent Skaggs is a former Democratic state lawmaker who served on the 2012 Senate Commission with Pearson. He agrees that the best way to create competitive districts is linking urban territory with more suburban terrain. He doesn't necessarily believe that such a setup will create unmanageable districts, but rather more responsive legislators.
So in some respects, I think it makes you a better legislator because you're going to have to make sure you have good follow-up and good representation, and that you're out and involved in the community.
Once lawmakers act, the debate over how Missouri draws its state legislative districts will become a 2020 ballot item, with both sides expected to spend heavily to make their case. It will be up to Missourians to decide if they want to stick with what they have or embrace what the Missouri General Assembly will likely approve. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. A big thanks to Sarah Fentum for handling the podcast duties yesterday. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.